Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is in Germany meeting Chancellor Angela Merkel. The two countries have clashed over human rights and Turkey's economy, over which Mr. Erdogan has exercised increasing political control. The BBC's Jenny Hill is covering the visit.
Central Berlin has been completely sealed off. I'm at a roadblock just around the corner from the Brandenburg Gate. There are police officers everywhere, bemused tourists at the cordon looking on at police armoured vehicles and rooftop snipers around the luxury Adlon Hotel where a very controversial guest is staying. Recep Erdogan has come with high expectations. He wants to reset the relationship between Ankara and Berlin. It's strained, due in part to his penchant for jailing critics and journalists with German passports. So perhaps it's no wonder that few senior politicians will attend a state banquet due to be held in his honour at the presidential palace, not far from here. Angela Merkel and many of her ministers won't be at the dinner. Mrs. Merkel, of course, will meet with him. Three times, in fact. Mr. Erdogan needs her help and support. His economy's struggling and he's fallen out with Donald Trump. But the relationship matters to her too. 3 million people of Turkish origin live in Germany. Many support him. Then there's a trading relationship. And a deal between Turkey and the EU has helped to reduce migration. Mr. Erdogan says he wants closer ties for what he says is the sake of prosperity and the future of both countries. Mrs. Merkel may agree with him, but given her own diminishing power and the contempt in which Mr. Erdogan is held by many here, her welcome will be a cautious one.